A Belgian federal prosecutor said today that two brothers were behind yesterday's terrorist attacks in Brussels. Khalid and Ibrahim El Bakrawi were Belgian nationals with known criminal records. But of course, many questions still remain, such as, were they known in other European countries? And if so, was that information shared? Well, following last November's terrorist attacks in Paris, the European Union warned that member nations are so bad at sharing security data with each other, the EU faces an intelligence black hole. So what efforts have been made to close it? For more on this, let's turn to Giulia Paravicini. She's a reporter for Politico Europe, and she's covered European intelligence agencies. She joins us now from Brussels. Giulia, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. First of all, obviously you were in Brussels yesterday, you're there today. Can you give us a sense as to the mood of the city right now?
I would say people start to go back to their normal life in a far quicker way than it occurred in Paris. I was there as well back in November. Most of the people went back to work today. But then again, there are areas where you realize that something has happened. For example, at the central station in Brussels, there was a very long queue of people who were checked. I feel very different than the way I felt in Paris. I guess here also because there's not such a strong Belgian identity as there is in France. This is felt in a different way, probably.
Yeah. So, Giulia, it was just this past January that Europol, the EU law enforcement agency, launched a new pan-European counterterrorism center whose express aim is to boost intelligence sharing. But what took so long?
What was the case before the attacks in Paris, and I think still is to a certain extent, is that countries were very jealous of their own information, and they would only exchange it in exchange for something else. So I tell you this and you give me something else. But when it came to putting, for example, names of foreign terrorist fighters into this common database, which is centered at Europol, which is an agency based in The Hague, states were very slow, or they didn't do it at all, with the result that when it came to capture or to track down the terrorist suspects, every country had a bit of information, but no one had, you know, converged the information.
You know, you back in January, you interviewed Rob Wainwright, the former British MI5 intelligence officer who now heads Europol.
Yeah.
And he had talked about the fact, he told you that he's been talking about intelligence sharing for a decade in his circles, but it was only after Paris that it became a mainstream issue in the European Union. Here we are several months later now, in the wake of these terrible attacks in Brussels. Are we seeing any evidence that this new sort of, I don't even know if we should call it a culture of wanting to share intelligence, has had any positive effect? I mean, it seems as if it has not.
I mean, despite the fact that the attack happened, and I'm the last person who's going to defend the Belgians, but they caught Salah Abdeslam, one of the 10 suspects.
In Paris, yes.
In Paris, yeah. Which will be, if he actually starts cooperating and talking, a very big asset to reconstruct what happened in Paris and to understand how ISIS cells work in Europe. And so far, we cannot forget that he's the only ever alive suspect captured by Western law enforcement agencies. So that's a victory that we have to grant them. And probably the fact that they got him is also due to an exchange of information between the French and the Belgians.
Mm-hmm.
So some things have started to change, but, you know, things don't change in 2 days. What Wainwright was saying is you have to change the mentality of the intelligence community. And he said, we're not asking them to stop to share information in exchange of something else, but we're also asking them, when they feel that the intelligence lead would not endanger the source, to share this information.
Right.
Because, you know, maybe I have something, the German has something else, the Belgian has a third thing, and we put this information together and bingo.
Right. You know, it's interesting because you also reported back in January that, for example, EU countries do have systems of intelligence sharing that are connected.
Yeah.
The question is whether or not they use them. Do we know?
I mean, we know they're better synchronized, but what does it mean, synchronized? Synchronized means iCountry connect my database to the central database. Whether I use it then, it's a completely different issue. And so I guess probably something has improved, but you know, we were also in such bad shape before Paris that it's not difficult to improve. Like, at the time of the attacks, only four countries were feeding the database about foreign terrorist fighters.
Four countries in the entire European Union?
I think four consistently. Like, four gave about 80% of the information.
So let me ask you, I mean, in that case, has the number increased from the four?
That for sure. Yeah, the number has increased. But that's, you know, it cannot be case by case. It should be something automatic. The same way they check our passport every time we take a flight, well, then they should, you know, cross-check their intel on certain topics automatically, and they're not doing it. Mm. I mean, I've spoken to some intelligence sources, not from France, but from other member states, after Salah was captured and after the raid, so in the past 10 days. And they found out about what was going on most of the times with the press. So the Belgians were not communicating with the third country's intelligences ahead of with the press. And one specific country, which I'm not going to name, but told me that since the attacks, the Belgians got in touch with them once in 4 months and gave them very vague details about what they had found out in the past 4 months. But that's it, once in 4 months. So clearly this is not a good sign.
It's kind of remarkable to hear that. I mean, especially in the wake of, the atrocities that happened in Paris. I'm curious. I mean, you were at the joint press conference given today by the Belgian prosecutor, Frederik van Leeuwen. And there he told the world essentially that the two brothers who have been identified as two of the suicide bombers, Ibrahim and Khalid el-Bakraoui, had criminal records but no known ties or links to terrorism. I mean, maybe this is an impossible question to answer, but is there any way that authorities could have known about these brothers before what happened?
Look, I heard from intelligence sources of third countries that they knew that at least one of the brothers was radicalized and that the other was a petty criminal. My sources among the Belgians denied that they were aware of any link of the brothers with jihadist environment. We are trying to find out whether that was actually the case.
Did your other source in the third country tell you that they had communicated this to Belgium?
I haven't asked, honestly. But since it's a Belgian citizen, you would assume that the information could have come from Belgium.
Huh. Well, Giulia Paravicini is a reporter for Politico Europe. Giulia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.